سدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. The Almighty Allah said in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تعملون من عمل إلا كنا عليكم شهودا. ولا تعملون من عمل إلا كنا عليكم شهودا إذ تفيضون فيه. وما يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر ما يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات الله عز وجل. Dear respected audience, after Salamu Alaikum, says in this verse and tries to put before us, and the attempt is on our side, not his, that we become aware of what the meaning is, to be aware of his knowledge. And yesterday we were tackling this information, this piece of this principle, the all-knowing. In this verse and the verse that we recited yesterday, it reflects something very important. a principle through which the call, as we mentioned yesterday, when we say Ya, calling upon Allah, becomes more relevant and meaningful to you and I. If you remember, as we recited right now Dua Kumail, there was one line. If we would look at it and read it, it will make so much sense and bring everything to us. What does the Imam alayhi salam tell us and teaches us? And Dua Kumail, what is it? It's another one of those tools and supplications meant to prep us, to make sure that we are prepared. So when we say Ya, we know who we're calling. Look at this line. What does it say? وَعَلَىٰ ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكْ حَتَّى صَارَتْ خَاشِعَ. The night before, what verse were we talking about? لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ وَتْ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا. Here, the verse of the Holy Quran talks about the mountain being in a state of khushu' as the Quran is revealed upon it. Right or wrong? Now we are told through Dua Kumail, وَعَلَىٰ ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكَ. On this conscious that what? حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكَ. It has the knowledge about thee, in what sense? So we became what? This dhamair became what? حَتَّى صَارَتْ خَاشِعَ. So the way to become to that state of khushu' is what? أحسنتم. Knowledge. Not any knowledge. See, the Imam alayhi salam in Dua Kumail, he's not saying just to know. No, he is talking about our dhamair. Dhamir is what? It is that conscious, that deepest part of you and who you are, it becomes aware of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is when that level of consciousness in you becomes aware of Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Musta'an, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, and there on and there it goes. Then and at that point, you become a person that would reach that level of khushu'. The Imam Salamullahi Alayhi says, وَعَلَىٰ ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكْ حَتَّى صَارَتْ خَاشِعًا. See the connection? Al-khushu' is embedded where? Right in the knowledge. But what kind of knowledge and what level of our knowledge? It is that level in which our conscious is engaged in. Not something that our memory recollects. Our memory can recollect a piece of information. Information is not what I'm asking for here. Information is not what Allah Azza wa Jal is talking about. Information is not what the Imam, the Commander of the Faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi afdal salati wa salam, is talking about. Al-Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala alayhi, when he talks about this type of knowledge, it is beyond the information. It is the knowledge, the information that we thought of. We spend the time in our minds thinking about that piece of information, that it became part of who we are and what we are. It does not disengage, and it's always engaging. The more we're able, the more we're capable of the remembrance. Because remember, in the Quran there are three levels. Allah talks about it in the Quran. The first level is what? When we read something, we ought to what? Tafakkur. Think of it. Then, after we think, we have to go through the level of tadabbur. Reflect on it. What would be the result? Tadakkur. we remember it. When you go to school, and I know some of you might share this, you know, you attend a class, and you go on time, and you leave, maybe a little bit early, but you go on time, and you try your best, you leave the class, you say, I swear, I did not understand anything. I could not. This professor, I don't know what he was talking about. Why do you think you say this? You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, maybe I'm the only one who goes through this, but that's fine. It's like, why? What was he talking about? The reason is, when you're in class, your mind, where was it? Probably thinking, am I going to get the car that my dad promised me or not? Am I going to convince my mother to ask for me for the hand of the girl that I want or not? I'm thinking about everything else except what the class. Right or wrong? MashaAllah, they know what I'm talking about. Now the truth prevails. When we stand before Allah Azza wa Jal and pray, what happens to us? Someone approached the Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi ta'ala alayhi. He asked him, O Imam, I go and pray, but nothing in my prayers remains with me. How much of it is accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal? The Imam alayhi salam answers him, and we know these immaculates. Subhanallah, these immaculates. There's a reason why they are the Imams alayhi salam. You know, one time I was reading and something came to my mind. Subhanallah, the Imam salamullahi ta'ala alayhi. You see, anytime someone speaks, to make a point, they speak for about 45 minutes, 50 minutes, and still the point was not made. We go through classes and sessions, but the Imam alayhi salam, all he had to do when you read his sermons, they're like, you read them, they're 5 minutes, 4 minutes. Why? It's this ability of that intellect to bring the ideas, tailor them in a way, create that painting with a stroke of that brush, within few seconds, in few words, the knowledge and the wisdom is completely intact and delivered to you. You know, we don't need to debate anyone, really. Take my word. Don't waste your time in debates. Don't waste your time in trying to... If you want to convince someone of what you have, being a follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, being a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, being a follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, being a follower of Hassan and Hussein alayhim salam, and being a follower of Lady Zahra alayhi salam. As the Imam alayhi salam says, people, if you present to them our words, they would follow us. Just show them what we say, and they will follow us. Believe me, this is a side note here. If once you're asked, why do you love Ali? Answer the following. Everything that we do, the month of Shahr Ramadan, our prayers, our fasting, our Quran, what does it revolve around? What one principle does it revolve around? Can you tell me? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Right or wrong? Why do we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why do we say Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah? Because it explains to us what it means to say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And if all you need to say and ask anyone, don't worry, just one simple question. Give me someone after the Prophet who was able to explain Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Give me one page. Too much one page. Give me half a page. Too much. Give me one paragraph. give me few sentences, and you will find it in no other than whom? Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Blame him, he started it, I didn't. When Imam Ali alayhi salam in this battle, when the Muslims stood side by side, and Amr ibn Wad came to him. When Amr ibn Wad, who is accounted to 1,000 warriors, Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, anyone would go and I guarantee him heaven. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. I guarantee him heaven. Right or wrong? Who stepped up and said, I am for him, Ya Rasulullah? Anyone other than Ali ibn Abi Talib? The Prophet knew, but he was writing history. Again he asked, everyone retreated. Who stepped forward? No other than Ali. He's insisting. And for the first time, it was him, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi afdalu salati was salam. Let me tell you, it wasn't because and for Ali. No. Ali alayhi salam does not see Ali. It was only for Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. This is the reason we're infatuated with him. This is the reason we love him. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said what? أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا. This is how we get to what? مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ, the city of knowledge that takes us to أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. This is the reason. This is the reason. Find me someone talking about Tawheed and I love him. That's it. We go back and see the teachings. وَعَلَى ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكْ حَتَّى صَارَتْ خَاشِعَةً. This khushu, how can I get it? How can I receive this khushu? It's through knowledge. But the knowledge that sinks in and captures your heart. Dear brothers and sisters, what I started with tonight, وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ. Listen to the verse. I want you to interact with the verse. Don't just let it be another verse of the Holy Quran. No. Listen to it and let it echo in your mind. If you do not do tafakkur, take it home with you and do tadabbur, by the time you reach house, you have been forgetful. But if you do tafakkur, then do tadabbur, what will be the result? When you go home, you start even dreaming about it. Why? You're thinking, your mind is engaged in it. You want to know what is the meaning. وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ. Anything you do. إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا. Look at this verse. We were what? A shuhud here, that we were witnessing of what you are doing. إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ. As you begin it. Shwaya, give me your undivided attention on this shuhuda. When do you say someone was a shahid? When does someone become a witness? If I come and tell you, listen, wallah, I heard something happened next door. And I explained to you what happened next door. I know of it. How? I say, someone told me. Someone told me of what happened next door. That's one instant. In another instant, I tell you, I witnessed it in my own eyes. Meaning what? I was there. Ash-shuhud, meaning I was there in the instant, at the time. إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ Allah Azza wa Jal is with you at all time in every action you do. إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ As you engage in it. وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ Nothing escapes your Lord. مِثْقَالُ مِثْقَالِ دَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ Not an atom worth in the earth or in the heavens. وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ Not smaller, not larger. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ Except it is what? In this book. This book. This clear book. So here, what do we learn, dear brothers and sisters? Allah Azza wa Jal, at any time, at all times, He is witnessing what you do. Witnessing meaning what? You cannot say, I can hide from Him. There is no hiding. At the time, Allah knows what you're doing. And let me give you another verse. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ Allah says, what? Will he who has created not know what He created? Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything in His creation. Every creation of His. Now, this is one thing I want to explore a little bit. Because, see this talk that we have about Allah Azza wa Jal knowing? Really, there's a big difference between you and I truly believing and realizing He knows, and us just knowing of His knowledge that He knows. Two different things. I know something, I know about the heat. I know about the fire. What is, if I were to describe the fire, what would I tell you? It does what? It burns. Right or wrong? But there's a difference between the fire burning and my hands in the fire realizing the burn. Right or wrong? The same thing when it comes to the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is different me knowing of Allah, all knowing, and me actually living this attribute of Allah that He is all knowing. Two different things. Give me your undivided attention on these examples. Look at the lights here. What is the source of that light? Electricity. There is a generator somewhere in the country that emits and emanates the electricity. It goes, the electricity, if we were to take this light bulb and take it to the source, to the electrical source, to that generator, would it work? It would actually blow up. Right or wrong? Don't get any ideas now. But it would blow up. Why? Because the power of emanation and the power given by the generator is way too much for the recipient to what? To receive. We put transistors and transistors. We condense the energy. We condense it further and further until what? We get the 220 watt volts here. In America, we can't keep up with that. We go to 110. Okay? But if I were to take a device, a laptop, an iPad, whatever it is, and put it right to the generator, what would happen to the device? It's gone. My question to you is this. If, see the light from here? The source is where? The generator. If the generator was to stop giving that energy, what would happen? Light ceases to what? Exist. Now the question I ask you, Where is the light? Is it here or at the generator? Who gives what? There is a source, and there is an emanation of what the source is giving. Another example. Let me build some examples and then I'll bring them together. I say, for example, person A called Qasim, for example. Qasim exists out there, right? Qasim is a human being out there. Now, when I say and describe and say Qasim is sitting, the word sitting, does it take a description of something that exists or not? I say Qasim is sitting, right or wrong? But can sitting exist without Qasim? Think about it. Can sitting exist without Qasim? The sitting has to exist within what? An entity. And I say, he is sitting, she is sitting, he is standing, she is standing. Now when we talk about our existence, give me your undivided attention on this third example. I love giving this example. Look at this. What is this? Watch. What happened to my fingers? What happened to the podium? Don't worry, I'll wipe the podium. Don't worry. The tabligh committee right now is freaking out. What happened to the podium here? It got what? My question to you, if I were to ask you, what made the podium wet? What would you say? My fingers. If I were to ask you, what made my finger wet? You would say what? My question is to you, what made the water wet? What? What made the water wet? By the time you think about it, صلوا على محمد وآل محمد so I can drink it. So what made the water wet? You say, what an absurd question. Water is wet. What does it mean? It means the essence of water is wetness. Right or wrong? Any questions about this? Can I move forward? Okay. I know we read Dua Kumail. I know we read Dua Al-Iftitah. We're just missing Dua Jawshan. And I know you're tired, but I was told tonight is Thursday and tomorrow you don't have work. For some of you. So, I know it's a little bit, so let's energize ourselves for the Allah, salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Good, good, good. Let me ask you this question. When I say, and I point out to anything, in essence, I say, I exist, you exist, it exists, and everything exists, right or wrong. The question is, existence itself. Let's try to run an analogy, existence to water. When I look at existence, the same way I say I received my existence from somewhere, is there a point where I will stop and say that which gave existence, its essence is its existence? Let me question again. Pay close attention. When I said about the water, water is wet. Meaning what? When I ask, what made the water wet? You tell me this is absurd. You cannot ask this question. Why? Because the essence of water is what? Wetness. Is there such thing when it comes to existence? When we say you cannot ask who brought this to existence because the essence of it is existence. It is existence. Keep that thought in your mind a little bit. When I talk about existence, dear brothers and sisters, I'm talking about like light. I look at the source of the light. Where did this light come from? Who reflected this light? How did I came about? My existence. When I go back, I will have to stop somewhere where I say, He is the source of existence. And that is where I say, Allah Azza wa Jal. It becomes absurd and meaningless to say, what? Where is His existence? Existence emanates from there. And this is where everything came to be. Having said that, when we realize, dear brothers and sisters, this fact that Allah Azza wa Jal is the source of every and any existence, it means that you and I, for me right now, as I'm moving my hand, am I existing or not? Do I need this source like the light needs the energy from the generator? Do I need it, the existence, to exist at all times or not? Can I say God created me and that's it? He let go, He has nothing to do with me anymore? At all times, at all instances, at any point in my existence, to even say I exist means what? I need what? Him that gives me and emanates existence. The awareness of this need, Allah huwa al-ghani wa antum al-fuqara. It means that at all times, I am in need and total need of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is when I become aware of Allah's existence in my life and realize what He means when He says in the verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ. Allah intervenes between the self and what? Its heart. There, why? Because even the self, even the thoughts to exist, what does it need? Does it need Allah or no? Everything. Everything, as long as you say it's a thing, it needs Allah Azza wa Jal. Is that clear? Because in our awareness, dear brothers and sisters, in our development, as we go to the night of power, when I stand before Allah Azza wa Jal, I need to realize, Ya man biyadihi nasiyati. Dua kumay. Ya aliman bifakri wa hajati. This ilm comes where? Because I would not even be if it wasn't there. If it wasn't for Him. I am always in need of Him. This issue of need is essential for understanding and awakening my awareness. Without realizing that need, my awareness is in jeopardy. It's when I realize whatever, and that is why the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi afdhalus salatu wassalam, what does he say? He says, I have not seen a thing except I see Allah Azza wa Jal before it, after it, within it, and around it. Why? To him, that's why I said Ali doesn't see Ali. Because to him everything emanates what? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. It all revolves around Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Now, as we discuss this further, we realize our knowledge, when I say I know, is different than to say Allah knows. Let me explain this a little bit further. When I have pain, and I go to the doctor, what am I doing? I tell him, doctor, I have pain in my back. As much as I describe my pain to the doctor, would he actually live and know the pain that I have? Would he? No, he wouldn't. My pain is of the sort that's called presential knowledge. I live it. I know it. I don't need someone to describe it to me. But there is another sort of knowledge. What is it called? Representative knowledge or acquired knowledge. It is the knowledge that you acquire from someone. Now, when I have pain, knowing of myself, does someone have to tell you you exist? Well, some people maybe. But do you have to be told, hey, listen, look, you exist? No, I know of me. I don't need someone to tell me I exist. I don't need someone to prove to me I exist. Right or wrong? So here, I know I exist. This knowledge is presential knowledge. It's knowledge that I live, that I know. The actual entity is present to me, the I. When I have pain, the pain is present to me. I don't need someone to tell me of my pain. I know what it is. I live it. Do you realize the difference of the presential and representative knowledge? Which one is more stronger? Which one is clearer? Which one is crystal clear for you? Presential knowledge or representative knowledge? Which one? MashaAllah. I guess we understood this. This is excellent. Having said all of that, and since my time is, I believe, is up, let me finish another verse from Du'a Jawshan and leave you with this thought. Tomorrow we will build on it. The presential knowledge and representative knowledge. Why? Because then we would like to understand how does creation take place. And how does the action take place so I can relate myself to my Creator and realize my dependency on Him. And realize His absolute independency of everything and anything. And therefore, strengthen my need to Him, my awareness to Him, my love to Him. And therefore, when you have someone who loves you, who calls you from the bottom of his heart, aware of who you are, is different than when you have someone turning his back to you and calling someone else, expecting you to answer. There's a big difference. In building the blocks of knowledge, وَعَلَىٰ ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكْ. We're trying to strengthen what? This العلم بالله عز وجل. Why? فَصَارَتْ خَاشِعَ. This is what we're trying to attain. And we see the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us in the Du'a Jawshan. يا ذا الحمد والثناء يا ذا الفخر والبهاء يا ذا المجد والثناء يا ذا العهد والوفاء. O forgiver of sins, O dispeller of tribulations, O aim of all hopes, O giver of abundant gifts, يا ذا العفو والرضا يا ذا المن والعطاء يا ذا الفضل والقضاء. O bestower of bounties, O provider of creatures, O judge of destinies, يا ذا العز والبقاء يا ذا الجود والسخاء. O hearer of complaints, O resurrector of creatures, يا ذا الآلاء والنعماء, O freer of all captives, سبحانك يا لا إله إلا أنت الغوث الغوث خلصنا من النار. One more time. سبحانك يا لا إله إلا أنت. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the call of Lady Zainab alayha salam. As they were taking the captives from the land of Karbala to the city of Kufa. Dear brothers and sisters, Lady Zainab, the scenes she had to see, what she had to witness, but the hardest moments when she saw as she was taken away from the land of Karbala. She saw Imam Hussein laying on the grounds of Karbala.
شيساء بالفضل العباس laying on the grounds of Karbala. As she addressed بالفضل أخويا عباس, you brought me from Medina. Now look at me leaving, oh captive, a prisoner of war. Look at me, Abbas. Wa Zainaba. Ya Zainab, salawat.